You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, local governments around the country are taking legal action against pharmaceutical companies for their alleged role in the opioid epidemic. We'll take a look at the influence of drug makers on healthcare providers. First, a new bill that passed in the House of Representatives could have a profound impact on the Americans with Disabilities Act. The ADA was passed in 1990 with broad bipartisan support. The goal of the bill was to guarantee that people with disabilities would be free from discrimination and that they'd have access to public and private places as they went about their lives. But H.R. 620, known as the ADA Education and Reform Act, strips out some regulations tied to businesses. Supporters say it helps protect businesses from frivolous lawsuits. Opponents say it takes out incentives for businesses to make their establishments accessible to people with disabilities. Allison Barnes is a professor specializing in disability and elder law for the Marquette University Law School. Allison, welcome to Central Time.
Glad to be here.
Let's start with a bit of the history. Can you talk about what the Americans with Disabilities Act did, especially when it comes to these public accommodations?
The ADA passed in 1990, bipartisan. It covers jobs, public programs and services, and public establishments, commercial establishments where goods and services are sold. And that's what we're concerned with today. With the House bill, it has passed the House, and we'll talk about that. The ADA, under the standard for commercial places, is that somebody who sells goods and services has to make those goods available to people with disabilities. But an owner must do this only if it's readily achievable, which is defined as easily accomplishable, and able to be carried out without much difficulty or expense. Now, a variable there that perhaps could be confusing is your financial resources. You're a big organization, you have a lot of resources, then what is readily achievable might differ from something little. Anything special that makes it an undue burden is not required. Okay? So if you're like the mom-and-pop grocery store in an old building, say you have four steps, and they've always been there, but somebody wants to access your store, and they can't do that. So you could put in a ramp, okay? But if that would obstruct part of a doorway for other people or access from the sidewalk, then that's not required. That could be an undue burden. You might instead have a clerk take the goods out to a customer who can't enter your store.
I want to jump in and get to what would change under this House plan. I understand it mainly affects how someone can point out a barrier to a person with disabilities and how they can challenge that and then how the business responds. Can you talk about that?
That is right. That's H.R. 620, and it's titled the ADA Education and Reform Act. And it does a few very benign things, like the Department of Justice is supposed to educate state and local governments about what they have to do to reasonably accommodate people with disabilities so they can access your goods and services. So far, so good. The heart of the matter, though, is that the bill would prohibit civil actions, that is, going to court to get redress, for failure to remove an architectural barrier, unless, and there are two parts to this, the person with a disability has provided the property owner with written notice specific enough to identify the barrier. Okay, fair enough. But then the owners or operators must provide the person with a disability with a written description of the improvements that will be made, or they have to account for the fact that they're not doing what they said they'd do. You can see the problem with this in that the second step is entirely in control of the property owner. there is no provision here to make a change, to cause the property owner to stop discriminating. And even under these circumstances, if a private person brings a lawsuit, sometimes the government will do it for you. But if a private person brings a lawsuit and gets a ruling of discrimination, they can only get an injunction in that the court would say, stop discriminating, fix it. That's all you can get. You don't get money damages if you sue as a private person.
And what supporters say, hey, we have a problem. We have frivolous lawsuits. Lawyers, drive-by lawyers, they say, are just filing lawsuits, trying to get money now. It's not really helping people with disabilities. Is that a problem as you see it?
I have heard of this, and I think it's probably not particularly common, because after all, you don't get money damages. So where's the bucks here?
If this were to go through the Senate, which is not a sure thing, it's just past the House, what would the ultimate impact, as you see it, be on people with disabilities and their ability to participate in public life by going to stores and other public commercial enterprises?
Well, as they say, it can gut the ADA. There might be enough votes in the Senate to make 620 law, but this is really a bill that seeks to delay or endlessly put off the possibility of civil suits and reasonable accommodation, which is the whole point of the ADA, to get access to the goods so people can participate in all aspects of life that are possible.
We've seen people, disability advocates, rally against this in the House. It's still passed there. Do you see a lot of political pushback trying to stop this from happening in the Senate?
It is possible it can't be stopped, but I think a lot of people will view this as, an end run. There was litigation. The Supreme Court tried to narrow who could be a person with a disability. Congress came back and said, that's not what we meant. Put it back. That was 2009. And so with that example under our belt, I hope it wouldn't pass. I really hope it's dead in the water, because I view it as a game, a procedural game. If there's something to be fixed, I don't see that this is the way to do it, is to simply shut down all the lawsuits under the ADA.
Allison, thanks for joining us today.
Delighted.
Allison Barnes is a professor specializing in disability and elder law for the Marquette University Law School. She joined us to talk about H.R. 620, the ADA Education and Reform Act. That bill passed the U.S. House, but would still need to be passed in the Senate.